We are on $68. Okay. This is a very explicit material tonight, only for adult audiences only. Havoi Vimto. Somebody has relations with his Yavama, with the woman who is his deceased brother's wife. Bein b'shoy bein mezid, whether it's intentional or unintentional. What does it mean, intentional or unintentional? Either you're having relations or you're not having relations, right? So unintentional means he thought it was another woman, right? He thought he was having relations with Fagi and said she was having a sprinter, right? And then b'mezid means he had it for the purpose of licentious. He had it for licentious purposes, not for pure, right, evil, right? So yeah, so he should have done chalitza. So he had
the right woman,
right? He knew it was, in both cases, it was the right woman, right? You know, the first case also. No, it was the right woman. But he wanted to have relations with the wrong woman, right? He wanted to have relations with somebody else. And instead he had relations with the right woman, right? That's shogeg. And mezid is where he knew he was having relations with this woman, but he thought he was having relations with her for the purpose of licentious behavior, and said he, you know, so that's what he did. And in fact, that in and of itself is sufficient to acquire the evil. Okay? So that's Ben Meshoy Ben Mezid. Ben Baalness Ben Baratzen, whether he's doing it because he's compelled, somebody puts a gun to his head to do it, or he's doing it willfully. I feel who Shogivim is either, even if he thinks it's another woman, and she thinks she's just having loose relations, right? Free love. Who, or vice versa, who makes it, he thinks he's just engaged in free love, Vishogegas, and she thinks it's another man, who anus, he's compelled, Filo anusa, she's not compelled, he anusa, she's compelled, Vulo anus, and he's not compelled, that all these work. Now, Echon and Ma'are. Ma'are, Gemara is going to discuss in great detail what Ma'are means, what it means. You initiate the process, but you do not go all the way. Okay? Ve'echon a Goymer, or if he goes all the way in inserting himself into her, Kana, this is a valid acquisition. V'lochilik ben Biel a Biel, there's no distinction between various types of marital, or in this case, Yibum relations. Okay? Says Gemara, Anot Sninon, we learned, Afilu hu shogeg v'him ezida, even if he thinks another woman, and she thinks they're just doing it for licentious purposes, hu mezid or vice versa, he's doing it for licentious purposes, v'shogegas, and she thinks it's another man, these work. Reb Chia taught us, Afilu shteim shogin, even if he thinks it's another woman and she thinks it's another man, it's still a valid form of acquiring evil. Nobody's got to know who they're in bed with in order for it to work. It works no matter what. Because it didn't. No, the mission didn't say that. Afilu shteim shogin.
No, but the mission's clear. The pattern is whether you're doing it for the right reason or the wrong reason. It's a
Hebrew. I might. But there are limits on that, I guess. And you know, for whatever reasons. And the more science don't need there any reasons, limits. But you're right, I don't know why they weren't felt so compelled. But says Afilush name is Eden, and of course also both of them think doing it for licentious purposes, you don't need anybody to have any altruistic motive, even if everybody here is a low life, it still works. Hama Boyle Mamma, now they want to say that Bibikeach Shiesh Bodas, that perhaps our mission is talking about a person who's intelligent, meaning that he's not an imbecile, nor is he deaf mute, right? Then it, since he has the capacity to have intent, Ava Shukona, he acquires the Yavama, Bein Ladas Bein Shlo, that's whether he had it or right intent or not. Because it's like we have principle in Shas called Royal Bila Ain Bila Makevispo. Anything which is suitable for purpose does not require the actual thing. So here too, he's suitable to have intent, even though he doesn't actually have intent, that works. However, what about Cheresh, a deaf mute? Shembo Das. who doesn't have intent, or at least normally doesn't have intent, perhaps his bia, his relations do not work unless he has somehow, in a way, becomes known to us, I guess, because he writes it down or something, clear-cut intent.
Is Kherish eligible for
Yes, he is. We're going to learn about that, too. He is eligible for Yibum. So I might say that even though a person who's intelligent doesn't need Das, because he can have Das, a Kherish, a person who's deaf-mute, who we assume does not have Das, we continue to have that, to make that assumption, unless he can prove to us that he is capable of Das. So says Moashkach Tani, we found a Braisa which said, no, even a Kherish, a deaf mute, or a Shoitan imbecile, Shebalu, who had relations, Kanu, welcome back to the land of the living. You've been around? You've been out of town? Been around? Echad Kherish ve'echad Shoite, we just started a new bear. Echad Kherish ve'echad Shoite, both a deaf mute and an imbecile, Shebalu had relations, Kanu, that works apart from us, and they exempt the co-wives from Yibum. That's a very important point. A deaf mute or an imbecile cannot contract a Daraisa marriage, but they can contract a Daraisa Yibum, because Yibum doesn't require Das. It's just the act of relations. So that's how it works. And with even Kherish Reiter, he's worse than 9-year-old boy, because he's a child. His Yibia is not truly a Bia yet. It's only a bia for certain chumras, but it's not a bona fide, full-fledged bia. Right, because of lack of physical maturity. That's right. Okay? That's not required. Well, that, no, if I didn't make it, then it was simply because I thought it matured in my mind till I got here. But that's what it is. It has to be not just by das, but a physical capacity. Okay, we'll dash in this out for the following pasuk. And we with the following pasuk, that's not clear to me. Either we use it for multiple drushes, or instead of using it for multiple drushes, it's the somehow all these things come from the same three words. We use the same three words here thrice over in order to make drushes. Yavama Yavala. Yavama has relations with her Ledaito, that means with intent. Ulkachol Alishan, then superfluous statement. He'll take her for a wife. Do Azakotel Shalom Ledaito, even if he had no intent. Via Yibman, he's Miyamimer, that's a superfluous word. I feel Alkarcha, even if it's against her will. And then we go around, we darshan again. Yavama Yavala, or Yavama Shav relations with her. Ledaito, with her intent. Ukachol Alishan, he takes her wife. Shalom Ledaito, even without her intent. Vibma, and as relations, and he's Miyabimer. Again, I feel Al Karcha, even without her consent. And then we dash it again. Actually, dash it four times. Yivami Yavala Kadaka, that's the normal way. Through normal orifices of Bia. That's valid. Ukachol Alisha, and he takes for wife, that Shalom Kadaka, through abnormal orifices. You know, Bill Clinton type of behavior, that type of thing, seems to work in order to acquire Yavama. That's what it says here. V'yibma, and he's Miyavimer, afilu minatzad. Now, afilu minatzad means, and it's not clear exactly what it means, but it seems that afilu minatzad means there's a bia, which I never understood, even though I'm married for many years already. There's a bia mentioned in Morang Suvas, which says that you have relations with a woman, batoya. Batoya means on an angle. And somehow that's a way to have relations with a woman in a way that will prevent them from getting pregnant. I don't know exactly how it works. I have no idea. So I don't even know exactly how it works. But the idea is that this type of bia, even though it can't impregnate her, and I might think the whole purpose of bia, of yibum, is to make, progeny for the deceased kid, for the deceased brother, nevertheless, it's still a valid bia. Yivama Yivala, Now, Yavish come with her Bia Gemur, that's complete Bia. For the Kochal Isha, Lo Isha, I should take her for a wife. The Bia, top of Nam and Rav, Shein Gemur, even if it's not a complete Bia. And Yavam of Yibma, Afil Baroya, even if it's just Haroya, which is much less than that. So we have Bia Gemur, complete Bia, Bia Shein Gemur, partial Bia, and Haroya, which is even lower level. Now, the Noyes Biyuda has the points out that the Bavli only has two levels, Hara and Gemar Biyah, only the beginning and the end. But the Ushami's got three levels, Hara, Biyah Shena Gemura, and Biyah Gemura, the three different levels. The Noyes Biyuda has a Shrek Lechamaisa. By the way, if you ever want to read the X-rated literature, the Noyes Biyuda is the place to look. And it's terrible. It's heartening to see what terrible kinds of things were going on in the Nerdy Behuda's time with adultery and licentious behavior. And our times can't be any worse than the Nerdy Behuda's times 200 years ago. He has, for example, over 200 years ago. Example, he has a talks about this morning tshuva where a certain woman who was the daughter of an innkeeper. Who was had guests, and there were two guests in the inn, and one of them was sleeping in the woman's room. This was a married daughter. She was married to a Cohen. So one of them was sleeping in a room where the daughter was, in the same room behind curtains, and there was another guy who was a guest who was in another room. And in the middle of the night, this guest comes into this room where the innkeeper's daughter and the guy is, and he gets into bed behind the curtains with the innkeeper's daughter, and the innkeeper's daughter starts shouting, "Oy vey, I become Tome," and then the guy runs out, and then the question is, did he have relations with her? Didn't he have relations with her? If he had relations with her, she's forbidden to us because her husband's a Kohen. Even if she's raped, she's forbidden. And then they go into great detail as to did he actually, was he able to complete the Bia? Because it says there the guy claimed, the rapist claimed that he wasn't able to complete the Bia because he had an ejaculation before he managed to complete the whole Bia. There's a long discussion there of exactly how far he was able to insert himself or not able to insert himself into the woman. So it's amazing, a tshuva, very, very explicit tshuva, and it's based on this Gemara, and that and other tshuvas, just going to show you that, you know, we're not so bad as we think we are. Or at least they weren't so great as we think they might have been. Anyway, so this is Czechoslovakia. Okay, so what's Aroya? Vayira Mashmo Akadeshian Tendiat Shate Nira Ted Shate Etzma Nir Itzmen as foils. It's when it looks like the fingers between the lips. The lips here don't mean the upper lips, but rather the bottom lips of a woman, right? And when it looks like the fingers between the lips, so that's considered to be hara, quite there. That Rabbi Barbachia said, no, Rabbi Yechama, that's not enough. That's not considered to be hara. That's not yet bia. And that Noi Behuda took that as being a critical point. Rather, actually, Kodesh HaTorah, the crown of the Aver, the crown, has to enter into the passageway. So it's not just that there's a little, you know, tip, but the very tip, but the entire crown, meaning the slope on top, has to enter into the woman, right? Rabbi Barbar Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yehovah said, Nichnesu HaTorah, when that's not considered to be Tahara. If the HaTorah has gone in, Zui Gemar Bia, that's considered to be a complete Bia. Says Mark, what do you mean it's considered to be a complete Bia? Manakim, what are you talking about? In Bashar Karayas, if you're talking about all other Arayas, except for the one we're going to talk about immediately, also Ben Samara Kugoymer, then you don't need to have Gemar Bio. You don't have to say that when he sticks in that Torah, that's already considered to be a complete Bio, even if it's just considered to be Hara. That's already sufficient to make to have transgressed the prohibition of whatever Arayas you're talking about. And in b'shiv shichva zera shivcha charufa, talking about shivcha charufa at sheiflot. He's not liable by shivcha charufa. Do you remember shivcha charufa? Is anybody? Shivcha charufa is a woman who's half freed, half slave, who's married to an Eved Ivri, right? married to a Jewish slave. So a man, other man has relations with her, so he's not chayiv ad sheiflot, he's not chayiv on having relations until he actually ejaculates. Even though he entered her. And completely. That's not chayiv. So here we have the third three madregas, right? We have hara, that's the either just the looking like it's between the lips, or putting the atara, putting the crown of the aver, the slope of the aver, in. Then we have gemarbia, which is actually complete insertion, but not yet ejaculating. And then you have the unique bia required for shivcha arufa, which is the Yushalmi's invention, it seems. The Bavli doesn't have this level of bia, which is when the actual ejaculation takes place. And the reason why that is because it says by Shivcha Rufa that he lies with her Shichva Zera, right? Which means actually there's seed involved, according to Yerushalmi, that actually he potentially impregnated her by having released his Zera inside. No. These are What do you mean they don't? In May? Yeah. Yes. Bia Chiflo would be Bia Gemura. The Kalu Elisha would be Bia Shana Gemura. That's where it's not polate. Yes. Hara is the Achnosa Satora. Bia Shana Gemura is complete insertion, but no ejaculation. And then Bia Gemura is insertion plus ejaculation. I'll wait. Right. Okay, again, the Bavli doesn't have that concept ever, that you have to have ejaculation. The Bavli never recognizes that there's, once you're completely in, you're completely in, there's nothing else to it. But he says here that there's an additional level beyond that. Right, that's what the Bia Shein Agmur is. Right. Right. Okay? So says Gemara, you don't need to have gemar bia, ma'ahara is sufficient. You have to ejaculate. This is like the omar, because Rabbi Yirmiyah, both said b'shem rav, shichva zera, since in the Torah it says the word shichva zera, which means the lying of seed, achiflo, so until you ejaculate. Okay, no, okay, so what are we talking about? Interesting thing. And when a widow has relations with a high priest, which is of course forbidden, it's not Vamrai Babar Memo. Babar Memo said, and there we have levels. Haraba, if you just had Hara, right, just the putting in of the slope. Chai Mishum Chalola. Now that word chayev is not relevant. It's not really a chayev. It means she can no longer marry a kohen. She's rendered unfit by the kohen gadol in the partially inserting himself to the point where the slope at the top of the aver is in her body, okay, between the lips. That nichnasa Torah. Then when there's been a full insertion of the upper part, meaning of the Atora, this is obviously going to be before that Hara is, want to backtrack just a little bit, Hara is only, touching, right? That looks like it's between the lips. So that erase is a Chalola. Nichlas Atora, when the Atora, the slope goes in, so then Chaim Shum Bia, you transgress the Bia of, you transgress having relations with a forbidden woman, right? Going all transgress. Gomer has a bia, when you complete the bia, and that sounds here like it's not clear whether we're talking about completion in terms of complete insertion, or more likely when you ejaculate. So then your chai mishum loy chal zara bama, shatteskri, your children in your nation. That's an interesting thing. He goes, of course, there's no children here, right? So what are we learning actually Zera here as being? Where you deposited your seed in a woman who's not suitable for you. So again, three levels. Beginning the process, she becomes unfit to marry a Kohen. Going the step further, so then he transgressed the prohibition of having forbidden relations. Going a step further, so then he transgressed the additional the transgression of defiling his seed. Okay? Three levels. Is that clear? One, two, three.
When he is hired, what's he?
Malchus.
Okay, what about the last stage?
See, like separate Malchus. Because Yerushalayim is only two prohibitions here.
Two sets of Malchus.
Right. Okay. So, which is, of course, a big Kiddush. Time to even learn over there. Now, this is a little bit of a sidetrack. We learned over there, Kol Nashi B'Tamei Sabayis Chitzon, all women are Tamei, when the blood, the Nida blood, enters the outer house of the of their private parts. Ezu Bayis Chitzon, what's the outer house? So Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Mokum Shetinokos Yoshmos. Rabbi Yochanan says, at least the first one understands it, to mean a very, very, a place very close to the aperture, to the opening. It's Ad Mokum Shetinokos Yoshmos Lamayim. It's up to a place where when the girls sit down to urinate, veneros, you can see in. Okay? When girls sit down to urinate, you can see in to a certain point. I guess not very far, because really they still have their besulim, their virginity intact. So I don't know how far I can see in. So that's considered to be the Bayis Achitzon on the outer area. Okay? So, said tomorrow, Amrel, that's difficult. All the tmeo she's metame is even now. Though it means even if she even unto the cervix. Page 9 means the teeth, the inside teeth of the womb. So it means that even if the blood doesn't get all the way out there to the outer area. Even if it's right next to the cervix, she's already metame. So why is he saying only if the blood reaches the Bayis Achitzon, the area immediately behind the opening, even if it's relatively high up, just beyond the cervix, it already is metame. Okay? So it says the Gemara, and Tani, Rabbi Zakeh, said concerning this, Ad Beis Hashanayim, up to the Beis Hashanayim, meaning the entire area from the outside opening until the cervix is an area where blood goes to your stomach. However, if the blood is stuck in the opening of the cervix, I don't know exactly what that's called, but if it's stuck in that cervical opening over there, so then she's not metame. Okay, because that area is considered to be as if it's inside the body. So, hey man, it's all kosher, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's only the Bayis Achitzon, only when you get to the very outside. It's not true. Any area beyond the cervix. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Blum, Rishon Shmuel said, and really he's answering up Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Beis Aboshes, Kol Beis Achitzon. The entire, literally the entire embarrassing area. It means the entire genital area from the opening of the cervix up until the lips of to that area, that's all considered Bayis Achitzon, and the whole thing is any point in there with this blood because it makes her tummy. Okay? Period. End of that issue. Kana v'loch kana. V'loch chilek, getting back to the Gemara, the Mishnah. Actually, it still obviously goes on the same vein, but kana v'loch kana. It says, if you did a partial B on your Yabama, it's a valid acquisition. No distinction is drawn between various types of bia as long as you did some poor type of bia. Makana. So what works if you did only a partial bia? To what extent does it work? So it says the Gemara. Shmuel Amar, it's not a full kid. She's not fully his wife. Interesting. It's not a full wife status, but rather only visibly the things which are stated by Yibum. It only works for the things stated in this parsha of Yibum, which is an interesting thing. That means Yavoma is only fully married if there was a full bia, whatever that means, right? If there's only a partial bia, so it's not a full marriage. It's only marriage vis-a-vis the things mentioned in the parasha of Yibum. What are they? So here it says, Lirash Nisemes, that the brother, so the brother who's just in the Yibum, inherits his brother's property. V'lasulach, he meant to forbid this woman, the Yavama, to his other brothers, because he didn't miyabim her. V'latir, so it's sure to allow her, the co-ab of this Yavama, to get married to the marketplace. So we see here that's not considered to be a full acquisition, only limited acquisition according to Reish Lakish, according to Shmuel. What? You would not need to get, right. Right, because not a full marriage. But if you need to get, it would only be a partial get, not a full get. I don't know what you even call it. I don't know. If we pass next Shmuel, we'd have to figure it out. Fortunately, we do not. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Fortunately or unfortunately, Rabbi Yochanan Akana called Vart. Even a partial beer by Yavama acquires her for LL purposes. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Bar Loza said, my plea in the home, my locus is B'Shea Rabbah. We began the beer. I'll be going to say, but if you complete the beer, which I assume means even if you didn't actually ejaculate. So, Kama Moiti, she could have called Vart. In that case, everybody agrees that the kidding is complete. Our Rabbi Sai said a very interesting dichotomy. He said, Mapli, when's the machlokas? Before Leah Odovesavia. We had relations with her when she's still in her father's house. There, the only time it's considered to be a full Yibum, meaning that she's fully married, is if you had a full Bia. A partial Bia only generates the partial marriage. However, excuse me? No. Even if she's more 12 and a half years old, but to the exclusion of it was anywhere besides her husband's house. Anywhere besides her new husband's house. Yeah. What?
What's the significance of her still being in her father's house?
Well, no. I think it's even a pasuk by this. I don't see it right now. I don't see a pasuk. I'm making that up, obviously. But he says here, look at what he says. It should be just be based by law. We're in her husband's house. Then everybody agrees that it's a valid kidding altogether. Why is that? Because the partial bia linked to her being in her husband's house is enough to make it a full yibum. Okay? I understand what you're asking me, but obviously the answer is that bringing her into the house is also part and parcel of taking hold of her. And that's why in your house, it's kind of like, there's an additional component similar to the chuppah by regular marriage. So it's happening in your own house, so it's more of an issuing, it's more of a completion, and therefore, even if it's a partial bia, she already becomes his complete wife. Right, brought her over the threshold. That's right. Says the Gemara. Isn't it just a Perek Nara? Perek Nara, yeah. Perek Nara. Sorry. We'll scratch that from the record. So it says what I'm Rabbi Yossi is that Masnisa Amra Kim, Masnisa Amra, seems to be a bride. It says, Kodsar, once you take her into your house, Hareki Shul Chodov, she's like your wife for all matters. So even a partial bia plus your house makes her wife altogether. Mashadoch Betruma. What's her status? Can she eat truma when they had these incomplete relations, not in her husband's house, in her new husband's house? So says the Gemara, near Nivarim, see like this. Right, Bob Hashem and Shmuel said, near Nivarim, he says, if she was ready eating truma by her in her husband's life, meaning she was fully married to the deceased husband. Now, if she has to be, when she was a Yavama, she had to stop. Because she's the Israelis, right? She wasn't allowed to eat it. But now, when the Yibum occurs, so that even partially, she continues to eat. But however, Vimlat, if your husband's alive, she could not yet eat truma. Because her husband, Odeh, was a Kohen, had not fully married her yet. He only did Erisin on her, not Nisuin. And we know that Lacha said, after Erisin, not Nisuin, she can't yet eat truma. So then, even after this partial bia, she cannot eat. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I feel lo chelas. Rabbi Yochanan, the partial bia is like a full bia. So even though she wasn't eating yet, now she commences to eat truma after the partial relations. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kap of lamed hey on my base. I feel nireis lecho." Even if she was only suitable to eat but had not yet eaten, meaning that the halacha is, if a woman was engaged for 12 months, her husband must marry her at that point. And if he didn't, so then she could start eating truma. It's called the Igiyas Mavalonisu. The time came and they weren't married. So then the time came, the 12 months came, and then the husband dropped dead before marrying her. So then she could still eat truma under the auspices of a new husband as long as there's a partial bia, right? Masisim Masayadeh, Masisim Masayadeh is my Brisa, which is proof for each one of these. Masisim Masayadeh, Shmuel is a Brisa, which is a proof to Shmuel that it depends on whether she was eating truma before or not. Basisor Pikachas, if you have a Yisraelis, or one is Yisrael, who's an intelligent woman, meaning that she fulfills the criteria of Das, Shanisis Kohen Cheresh, who married a Kohen who's a deaf mute. Ain't no chalas of truma, she can't eat truma. Do you know why she can't eat truma? Because her marriage is not a valid marriage, the Raisa. If you marry a deaf mute, it's not a valid marriage, the Raisa. It's only a rabbinic marriage. Okay? So, by Mace, what if now she dies? This Bas Yisrael dies. The daughter of Yisrael dies. And hopefully, if now you have her. And now she's friend of Yavama. So if at the time she married the brother, the deceased brother, he was a Pikach, even though it says Pikachas, he was intelligent. So now she can continue to eat as a Yavama. Even if her new husband, the brother, is a Cherish. Because although a Cherish, the devil can't contract an original marriage, he can pick off as a Yavam, right? However, Chereshes, what if her original marriage was vice versa? Her original marriage was to a deaf mute. So that's not a valid marriage for Truma. Now that guy died and she had a partial bia with the new guy. So she can't eat Truma. When she has a full bia with the new guy, she can eat Truma. Because then she's fully married to him. But if it's a partial bia, she can't. So that's like Shmuel says, a partial bia doesn't allow her yet to eat truma. Okay? It's not fully married yet, unless, of course, it took place in the husband's house, right? That's a b'raya, so like Shmuel. Now we have Masisim Sa'ar Rabbi, which says even a partial bia is like a complete acquisition. Basisla Pikachas, the Yisraelis, who is intelligent, Shani Sa'ar Sulukoyim Pikach, who got affianced. Erisu without Nisuin. To a Kohen who's intelligent, and that means she can't yet eat Truma, Lois Bila Kotz Chuppah, when he was not able to affect Chuppah Nisuin with her, which would enable her to eat Truma. Lois Bila Kotz Chuppah Shal Nisuin, Achiyach Rashu, until he became a Dahid, became a deaf mute. Achiyach Rashu, until she became a deaf mute. And Ochel's Betruma, the marriage can't ever be finished, and therefore she can never eat Truma. May can't be finished Oraisa, finished Rabbanim, but not the Oraisa. May is what happens if she dies, the Nafla, if Nea Yavam follows, falls in front of a Yavam. Then, Afil Cherish Ochelis. Even if the Yavam is a Cherish, she can eat the Truma. In other words, she never consummated the marriage with her original husband because either he became a Cherish or she became a Cherish. But there was Erisin Doraisa. So he can consummate the marriage. But the Yavam, who doesn't require that, he may consummate the marriage. When he does so, she can eat Truma. So it's an irony. The brother who started the process can't complete the marriage. The brother who continues the process can't complete the marriage. Because the difference between marriage, which requires das, and yibum, which requires no das, right? B'zeh yofam kocha yomi kocha ba'am, this case. The Yavam's koyach is greater than the Baal. The Yavam's strength is greater than the husband's strength. Shayavam cheresh machil. The Yavam was the deaf mute, can allow it to eat truma. Baal cheresh, if the husband is deaf mute, eno machil, does not allow it to eat truma. So this is like Rabbi Yochanan, that even an incomplete bia, such as the bia of a cheresh, which is lacking in das, that also is enough to get her to have full rights over truma, a full marriage. Okay? Next Mishnah. So I've had relations with any of the forbidden relationships in the Torah. Oh, psulos! Or some relations with women who are unfit for him. Amon HaKohen Gadol. So it's Amon marrying a high priest. Gerusha of Chalitza Kohen Edion, a divorcee, a woman underwent Chalitza to a regular Kohen. Mamzeres or Nesina Lisrael, a Mamzeres or Nesina for the children of the Gibeonai tribe who marries Yisrael, Ubas Yisrael, the daughter of Yisrael, Le Mamzer or Nesin to a Mamzer or to a Gibeonite, Pasal. In all these cases, the woman had relations can no longer be ever marry a Kohen again, no matter what. V'lo chilei b'bilabia makes no difference if the problem was a problem of hara, only the beginning of the process of marbia should be defiled for ever marrying a Kohen again. Okay? Now, says more further. Amona lo yikach. It says, Kohen Gadol should not take an amona. Afilu onas, the way say that even if he was compelled to take her, is he potter? Now it sounds this is a trick gemara because afilu onas usually mean, do you mean even if he's compelled he's chayev? But no, here it means do you say he's potter if he raped her? You say in that case he's off the hook. No, he shouldn't defile his he shouldn't defile his kids. Yeah. And that means that no matter what, even if he's onus, there's still defilement going on. Because defilement has nothing to do with the nature of the Avera, whether it was onus or rutzel, but it has to do with the nature of the relationships. So therefore, she becomes forbidden. Yochav Yuhara, what? Do I say that if all he did was hara, she's off the hook, and she has become apostle? Tamlom, that's why it says no. It says, you should actually skip a line because the lines here are redundant. Tamalomer lo yachol, it could have said lo yachol with one lamed. It says lo yachol with two lameds. I feel about right means even if you just initiated the process, you already become tamei and unfit to serve as kohen.
So in the case of the Yehuda,
which case?
She was still defiled. She was also to her husband.
No, but not even it says it wasn't even Aroya. Because he had premature ejaculation. Even if he got it between the lips, it's not enough considered to be Aroa until the entire Torah enters. Okay, that's what he meant to say. Okay, so it says more Akadun Krabi Akiva. That's like Rabbi Akiva, who would darshan, it could have said loyachel with one lamed, or loyachul, the way it's spelled here, which says loyachel with two lameds, he darshans that. But Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Dibo Torah Kloshim B'nei Odov, says the Torah just speaks idiomatically like human beings speak. So people speak idiomatically, loyachel, you can't darsh anything from that. So how does he darshan that even our Roya makes her possible? I'll tell you. For them, it says over there, where? B'shakral Arayas. Don't marry any other Arayas. Just like the L'kicho, which is mentioned by all other Arayas. In that case, also Bosa Marikin Goymer. Anybody who starts to be a Tzadim, he finishes the Bia, and he transgressed the Isser. So to hear, I'm from L'kicho Shemar God, here too by the mother Kohen Gadol, Naseh Bo Maharek Goymer, so he initiates the Biyah. It says they completed the Biyah and they have transgressed the prohibition. Rabbi Chagai asked, if that's the case, boy, if you're going to make Zeir Shalah, go whole hog. It's just like the acquisition, which is mentioned by all other rayas. Asubas Marikoi Goymer, the initiating of relations is like finishing it. But besides that, Havlad Mamzer, the kid is a Mamzer. Because of their relations and any other rights, the kid becomes a Mamzer, right? Avkan, so to hear, sir, Avkir Shemakan. So to say over here, that if you had relations with, I'm going to have relations with Kohen Gadol, that the kid should become a Mamzer, right? Avkan, let's say also here, Nasabasam Arer, there's American grammar, let's say beginning is like ending, and Vavladi Mamzer, the kid be a Mamzer as well. So Rabbi Yezer said, no, can't be. Because Lei Damila, for what purpose, Itmar Chalel, Cholol, does it say that the kid of this union is a Cholol? Lo the Mamzer, Rov Nichol, is Mamzer not a greater Chiddush than a Cholol? Or is the Mamzer far greater deficit than a Cholol? Yet it says here that if the Amora has relations with the Kohen Gadol, it only causes Chilul. So Masvi is going to tell us, don't think we go whole hog like a Mamzer, it's only Chilul. By the way, what's the difference between a Mamzer and a Chilul? Of course, a Mamzer may not marry any born Jew, right? A Chol can marry, unless there are also Mamzer. A Chol can marry anybody he wants. He just can't serve as a Kohen, as kids can't serve as Kohen. Okay? So obviously he mentions Chol in this case, obviously a lesser Madrega than Mamzer. Asher Rebun Bar Bista, another answer is given by Rebun Bar Bista. Hashem Rebun Bar Mel, Nei Rebun Bar Memo. Namakan Lekibum, right? Malekicho Shemar B'Shemar Ziyov, just like Lekibum mentioned by Shemar Ziyov, I'm also about Smarika Goymer. The if the Yavam has relations with it partially, it's if he completed and a blood kosher. Of course, the kid is kosher in that case. Avgil Shem Markan, so to hear, where it says the Kichon Nas is a blood Marka Goymer, the person begins, like the person finishes, blood blood kosher, and the kid is kosher as well. Domer Rabbi Abba Bar Memel, and this in fact is corresponds to that which he said in Amud Aleph. Herabba, when you have initiate relations with her in terms of Harah, you made a chalal. That's when you touch. When the crown goes in, you're liable because he had relations with a woman who's not suitable for you. And then finally, the last stage is Rabbi, you completed the Biyah, then you're liable because you defiled your kids. You defiled your seed. Okay, next Mishnah, Lachakim. Amon a coin gold, grushul to coin head, and Amon for a coin gold, or a divorcee, or a chalutza for a regular coin. Mina Erisin, if this happened and they were only affianced, betrothed, and not fully married, lo yochel b'truma, they can't eat truma after the death of the brother. Rabbi Lezer Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Lezer Shimon say they're kosher. Now, I made a mistake. You're right. Right, let me go back. Right, I apologize. I'm more going to go to the coin head yod. Now, this is talking about where the Amona or the Grushkutsu was a Kohenis. She was a Kohenis. And she went and she married a Kohen Gadol, even though she's a widow, or went and married a regular Kohen, even though she's a divorcee. She could still eat truma until they have the first relations, even after the kiddushin. That's what they're saying. She still gets she does not defy being truma until after relations. Relezer Reb Shimon Machshirin. Now Relezer says, even if they went nisuin, it's not enough until their actual relations. But according to Tat. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Ta'akama says, once they underwent Erisin, they already can't eat Truma, even though they didn't have relations. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, they say they can have relations, they can eat Truma. Machshirin, they say they're still okay, they can still have relations until they can still eat Truma, until they have relations or effect the suing. I confused you, I guess. Ta'akama holds that once you betroth, once an almana gets betrothed to Kohen Gadol, that's it. Even if she was a Kohen, now she loses her right to eat Truma for all eternity. Rabbi Lezer says even their betrothed, it ain't over until they actually consummate their marriage. That's when she loses her right for all eternity. Okay? The Salman is Kashman is suing. Now, the flip side of that is, let's say that Almana Kohen Gadol actually got married, then he's suing. And then he got widowed or divorced from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol justifiably so kicked the bucket for having married Almana. So then, Psulos, they can't eat Truma. Because once they were Nasui, once they were fully married to him, that's it, they lose the right to eat Truma. I mean, the Erisin, if they only, however, got widowed or divorced after they were in betrothed to the Kohen Gadol, then once their husband dies, and go back to eating Truma. Okay, Matan the Rabbanan. What's the logic of Rabbanan? So it says more Nemar Kanavai, it says here Avaya, the words Kisiye, Baskoin Kisiel Ishzor, Kohen Gadol, she marries a foreign man. It says later on Avaya, Ken Aram Rusol Ish, if there's a young girl who's engaged to a man. Ma Avaya Shemar Halan Erisin, just like over there, we're talking about engaged or betrothed. Avkan Erisin, so too, when it's Tiel Ishzor that forbids her from eating Truma, already the moment she has Erisin. Okay? That moment she's already finished. Matan Rabbi Elazar Rishimit. So why did Elazar Rishimit say, no, it ain't over until after they get fully married or until after Bila? So Nehemiah Kanavai, they learn from somewhere else. It says here, Abai Kisiel Ishzor. And here the Gilead Ephraim changes the gears so dramatically. Takes out the whole next line and changes it to Upat. It says, Nemar La'al. It says, yeah, I'm sorry, it should be Nemar Kanavai. It says Baskoin Kitiel Ishzor. The Nemar La'al, it says later on, Havaya, where it's Havaya later on, Baskoin Kitiel Amon or Grusha Vizere in law. Says the Baslish Kohen, who's an Amon or a Grusha, and has no kids, so she goes back to eat to her own Truma, and eat Truma in our father's house. So there, it's talking about even if she's already in a Suah. Even if she was already in a Suah to Yisrael, as long as her husband was kosher, not in a Kohen, but as long as her husband was kosher, then once she gets divorced or a widow, she'd go back and eat Truma, right? Right. Right. That's it. That's the same. Just like over there, the third fact is what happens when she's in a Suah, fully married. So the third fact is what happens when she's in a Suah, fully married. But if she's not yet fully married, even though she's betrothed to a forbidden person, that doesn't ask her from going back to eat Truma when she gets divorced to wit from him. Okay? My advice, I'm allowing this soon, have kind of soon. So Rabbi Yosef said, I don't get it. We know Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Baskoi, she's honestly told, she ain't no chels betruma. How can you say that a Baskoin, how can you say this Baskoin over here, where it says Baskoin Kitiel Ishzor, that it's talking about only when she had full marriage to the Kohen Gadol, right? How can you say it? We have a law which says a baskoi she starts Israel, a baskoi who gets even betrothed to Israel, she'enochels betruma. She can't eat truma anymore. How do you know that? Lomina didn't cry. That's not for this apostle. Ubas kohen kisieli izor. When a daughter of a kohen marries an izor, and that clear, and the way that Josh works is clear that once she gets heiress into the izor to Israel, she can no longer eat truma. So, here, in terms of her marrying Yisrael, the minute she gets betrothed to Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma. So you learn that part about Erisin vis-a-vis the Yisrael. Yet the self-same pasuk, when they apply it to Amon HaKohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutz HaKohen Gadol, they say it's only if it's Nisuin. How could that possibly be? That's taking the same pasuk and using it in two different contexts. So it says, Marno, you misunderstood them. Matam the Rabbanan, what do the rabbis really hold? They say Ish, right? They say Bas Ish Kohen, Bas Kohen Kisiel Ish. Okay? When she gets married to an Ish. Now, Isha Ma'achil. Isha Ma'achil means even if she gets married to a person who normally would allow her to eat Truma, but situationally cannot allow her to eat Truma. Why? Because even though he's a Kohen Gadol, she's an Almana. Or even though he's a Kohen, she's a Grusha, right? So in that case, when she's Lo Ish, when she belongs to the man, dead she's possible for him truma. And loish means mamish belonging to the ish. So they're really divided possible in two. Basish going kisi yeah. When she's tia, even eris into a czar, she can't eat truma. And when it's loish, then when it's completely, and loish here means an ish who could elsewise make a truma, but when here it's situational puzzle, when he's that kind of ish czar, then it's only when it's complete marriage. So says the Gemara, why can we learn that from a kavachomer? Why do you need the puzzle? For lo dinner, it should be a kavachomer. Might be so shame be also plus loss of minakuna. A Israel who has relations with a woman with a Kohanis doesn't make her possible from going back one day to her father's house to eat truma. Nevertheless, be also post loss of truma. Right now, his beyon impedes her from eating truma. Right, Sunday she go back, but right now she can't eat truma because she's married to him. Right. Kohen Gadol should be also post loss of minakuna. A Kohen Gadol in Amora, where he renders her unfit for eternity to going back to Kuna. And Odin Shatei be also post loss of minatruma is not a kavachomer that his bia should make her post loss of minatruma. So why do you have to learn out that his bia from the pasuk that his bia makes her post loss of truma? Right, when she's law ish. Anyway, it's kavachomer. If he's rolled up, when she's married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Kavachomer, she's not more than the Kohen Gadol, she can't eat truma. Says one, no. Lawyer might have to be so shady, Machas Achaz. Could have said it some other sport. Could have said Yisrael makes her possible to eat truma because nobody can eat truma. He never allows a woman to eat truma. He bars women from eating truma. Tomer Kohen Gadol, but Kohen Gadol, Shumachilos Acheros. Sometimes he allows women to eat truma if he marries a woman who is allowed to marry. So therefore, I might say, it's kakamemi, it sounds kakamemi, but maybe it works. Maybe since other women he allows to eat truma, so even if he has relations with Kohen Gadol Amara, it's true, you know, it's an improper marriage, maybe she could still eat truma. Nishmar kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer, it doesn't work. V'chazayit v'chomer, because that's, you have to go back to the pasuk. V'unkein tzarech lomar, meymar l'isha machil. That's why that l'isha machil, that's to say what makes her unfit to eat truma. The fact that she's married, even the guy normally can make her eat truma, but here he doesn't allow her to eat truma, and it makes her possible. Alright, we still have to get back to this, and we'll come back to tomorrow night, as to why Nisuin is the point of, and not Erison. Well, it's not clear yet.